A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Vav Amud Beis, Sukkah 6b, pagination page 12. We're starting from about 12 lines from the top. At the end of a line, there's a two dots in the middle of the line, and then V'she'en La Shalosh Tefanos, that we have to have three walls to a sukkah. And the Gemara will explain exactly how this is derived and what the shitos about the number of walls actually are. So we start at the beginning of the next line, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Shtayim kehilchason, this is the way we paskin. Two walls, adjacent walls, have to be kehilchason, correct walls of seven tfachim each. Ushlishis, and then the third wall, afilu tefach, even one tefach, as we'll see, if it's positioned correctly, could suffice as the third wall. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon is a dissenting opinion. Shalosh kehilchason revias afilu tefach. And he holds you need three walls, not just two. But on the additional wall, in his case, the fourth wall, it works if it's only a tefach. But Maika Mifligi, the Gemara asks, what is the argument over here about? Rabbanan Savri, the first opinion that allowed two walls plus a little hold. Yesh Eim Lemesores, you should follow the way the word is written in the Pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Sava Yesh Eim Lemikra, and Rabbi Shimon says you should follow the way the word is read in the Pasuk. How so? Rabbanan Savri Yesh Eim Lemesores, you follow the way it's written. Basukos, Basukas, Basukos. Two of the times when it says the word sukkos, it's missing the vav. It's pronounced the same way, because you could do a cholam sound either by putting a dot above the kaf, or by putting a vav there with a dot on top of it. So it's going to be pronounced the same way, but the way it's written is missing a vav in two places. Says the Gemara, Harei kan arba. You have four in your accounting. You have a basukas, so to speak, singular. A second basukas, so to speak, singular. And basukos, plural. So you got arba, four in total. Dalchad legufe. One pasuk has to count for itself, simply because you need the word basukos to tell you what you're talking about. Pashaluhu talasa, so what remains is three. Shtayim kil chasan, two of them have to be kahalacha, straightforward walls, seven tfachim each, and they have to be adjacent to each other, forming an L. Va'asoi hilchasa, and then we have a halacha l'moshe misinai telling you that on the third wall, you can be creative. Vigarata l'shlishis v'ukma atefach, even one tefach is sufficient, provided that it's positioned correctly, as the Gemara will explain. Rab Shimon Savar, Rab Shimon holds the dissenting opinion, Yesh Eim LeMikra, you should follow the way it's read. Basukos, 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 it's certainly read in the plural. Harei Kan Sheish, you have six enumerated. Dalchad Kra Legufe, one of the words has to be removed from the calculation because you need it to say basukos, so that you know what you're talking about. Pashaluhu arba, but we have two words in the plural remaining for discussion, that makes four. Shalosh kehilchason, three of them will be kahalacha, straightforward walls of seven tfachim each. And the halacha l'moshe misinai that tells you that the last wall can be a little bit less, a little bit creative, ukma atefach, that's going on the fourth wall, and therefore you need three straightforward walls, and the fourth wall can be atefach. We paskin, like the chachamim, that it's two straightforward walls, and the third wall can be a little bit creative. And that's why our tradition, we always say, a sukkah is three walls. The Gemara on the bottom of the page here wants to figure out what exactly is this creativity of the third wall that's being described here as a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that the third wall only needs to be one tefach. Starting from three lines from the bottom, at the end of the line, Va'oso tefach heichan ma'amido. Where should that last tefach be positioned? Amar Rav, Rav says, ma'amido kineged hayotze. You position it at the end of the existing two adjacent walls. And we have a picture here in Rashi. Amulei Rav Kana v'Rav Asi l'Rav, they said to Rav, Yamidenu k'neged Rosh Tor. Maybe it should be more of an angle type of wall coming out from the two existing walls. And again, we have a picture. Shasik Rav, and Rav was quiet. Itmar Nami Omar Shmo Meshmei Delevi Ma'amido Keneged HaYotzei V'chein Morim Be'Midrasha Ma'amido Keneged HaYotzei. There were those who supported the position that this one tefach should simply be the beginning of the third wall, and it was attached to the existing two walls. Rav Simon v'itema Rav Yeshua ben Levi Omar, but the Gemara concludes, which is the way we paskin, oselo tefach shochek, you position the wall, it's not really a tefach, it's a little bit more than a tefach, u'ma'amido b'pochas mishlosha tefachim samach ledofen, and you put it a little bit less than three tefachim close to the wall that's already there, and because it's less than three tefachim to the wall, it's considered lavud, as if it's attached. And being that this post is a tefach plus a little bit, that little bit makes up for the fact that you're within less than three tefachim to the wall. And the remaining tefach of this upright makes it that in total you have four tefachim in the length of this third wall. The result is, as Rashi tells us very beautifully, about eight lines from the top. In Rashi, Rashi tells us, "V'havya le'kimechitza shel dalid tefachim." It ends up being like a wall of four tefachim. Umeshech sukkah shiva, and the amount that a sukkah has to be is seven tefachim. Nimtza rubo shel dofen asui. The logic of this halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is that most of the third wall has been constructed. So again, you put up two walls, each one of at least seven tefachim each. The third wall, we're also going to get some level of seven tefachim. But the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is telling us that we only need four tefachim, because that's majority of seven, and then we could already kind of make believe that the full seven is here. And even on the four tefachim of seven for the third wall, you don't need a full four tefachim. All you need is an upright that's a little bit more than one tefach, positioned correctly. Positioned in a way that it's within three tefachim of the wall that exists. And in this way, you have a drop less than three tefachim, plus a drop more than one tefach of the upright, plus the full tefach of the upright, and you end up with a complete four tefachim. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, when this is brought, it's mentioned that there are cases when you're supposed to make a Tzuras HaPesach, in a case where these walls that you're making don't reach the ceiling, don't reach the Schach, so you would have to make a Tzuras HaPesach for them to make it justified as a wall. The Mishneh Berurah mentions in Sifkat and Tes that if you're working with the logic of Tzuras HaPesach, so Tzuras HaPesach only works if it's a Pesach. And a Pesach has to be at least four Tfachim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're working, taking into calculation all the different factors over here, that you need a Tzuras HaPesach in those cases, so then you would distance it actually a drop more than was described in the Gemara, in order that you're actually getting a Tzuras HaPesach, and then this third wall can in fact be constructed in this virtual way, in this halachic way, which is the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that even though Sukkah needs three walls, but the third wall does allow for this degree of creativity. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.